I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop, and this is the Virtual Business Show. It's school holidays already, again. They seem to come around faster and faster, don't they? And school holidays can sometimes send the work-from-home mum or dad into a tailspin. What do you do with the kids? How are you going to get all your work done? This is a common problem for lots of work-from-home parents, including virtual assistants. Instead of stressing out, remember why you chose to work from home in the first place. For a lot of you, wasn't it to be available for your children? There are some solopreneurs who work from home for reasons other than kids. Perhaps you're a single parent, maybe you were retrenched, you need to work because you need the money, you have a disability, or elder care responsibilities. There are 1,000 reasons why people choose to start their business and to do so from home. But common among them is flexibility and the desire to control your own time and to be your own boss. If you're a virtual assistant who started your practice primarily to be at home with young children, it can be difficult to juggle client demands with parenting demands. Putting undue pressure on yourself helps no one. What's commonly called mother guilt, and can probably now more likely be called parenting guilt, kicks in, and it's hard to shake. Remember, you're the boss. That means you call the shots, not your clients. If you know there are school holidays coming up and you can afford to take a few days off, let your clients know so that they can schedule work around your break. If you have colleagues you can call on to help out in your absence, then do so. Subcontract arrangements work brilliantly for those times. If you can't afford to go away, then at least schedule some time during the holidays to spend with the kids. Remember, for some of you, they were the reason you started this. When I started my practice in 2000, my daughter was only 6 months old. By the time I had a full client load, she was 18 months. I got used to working around her, and she got used to a mum who worked from home, learning how to answer the phone and knowing to play quietly in the office while I was working. Actually, on the phone answering thing, I had to do this because she loved the phone. She still does, actually. I'd have to race her to it. I hadn't heard it ring this one particular day, and I could hear her talking. Yep, okay, sure. As I realized she was actually on the phone and not playing, I raced over, grabbed the phone from her and said, "I'm so sorry, Lynn here, can I help you?" The caller replied, "Oh sure, yeah, sorry, as I was just telling your receptionist." It was then I realized it was time to teach. If you get to the phone first before mummy, you say hello, could you hold for Lynn please, then come to get me. I'll admit that school holidays became harder for me when she went to school because I got so used to uninterrupted work time while she was at school that holidays were hard to juggle. Then I stumbled on a formula that worked for me. Client work for a few hours in the morning, middle of the day exclusively doing stuff with her, late afternoon working for clients again. Every client was advised in advance of school holidays, was told the arrangement, and every one of them was fine with it. Clients don't care when you get the work done as long as it does get done for those projects that aren't time critical and that it gets done to the usual standard. Believe it or not, clients are people too. Many also have families and are probably a bit jealous that you get to spend so much of your time with the kids. Be authentic. Tell clients the truth. Trust is paramount to the success of a virtual working relationship. Don't pretend to be something that you're not. For older kids, get them involved in some of the work around the office. Filing, shredding, mail outs. Even younger children can help with mail outs, putting stamps on envelopes, if you still do that sort of thing. My daughter loved that job. You can pay them if that's something that you believe in, or barter for you taking some time off to do something with them that's their choice. Remember that you are in charge. You're the boss, which means you call the shots. The minute you allow your clients to exclusively control your time, you're an employee. And isn't one of the reasons you started your business to get away from that? Of course, you need to complete tasks that fit with the commercial requirements of the client, but these things can be negotiated, and time away from the office is one of them. With tablet devices, smartphones, and Wi-Fi hotspots, you can take your office with you. If you truly can't escape the office for a couple of hours, and I would argue that there is no circumstance in which you can't, but if you really feel that you can't, with these technologies, you can check in on email or finish up a few things while Junior's playing in the ball pit. However, understand your child will know when you're not fully present. And here I'll circle back to remember why you started your business in the first place. It's also important to remember every worker needs a break. Working from home makes that harder because you can never truly get away from work. I have a smartphone, but notifications are turned off and my work email is not attached to it. If I'm away from the office for a short time, I'm away. Clients know and they make allowances. Everything will be there when you get back. We could never afford trips away, but I did use school holidays as a time for getting out of the house, even if just for a few hours, to the park, the movies, taking my daughter for lunch or shopping, really connecting with her. Trips into the city, to the museum and art gallery were always a favourite school holiday trip, and we used to take the train because she loved going by train. These excursions actually continued right into high school, and we still get together regularly today, even though she's in her early 20s, when she has an RDO from work. Getting out is good for you, the kids, and certainly good for your ongoing positive relationship with your children. And ultimately, it will cement in your clients' minds the fact that you control your time, which will make you a more productive partner in their business. I'm Lynn Prowse-Bishop. Thanks so much for listening.